Well, it is quite a sports day today. We've got opening day of baseball, a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement in my hometown of Milwaukee, Miller Park. It's the 19th opening day for the Brewers at Miller Park. It's their 50th opening day total, Caleb, and only one time have they had the roof open, and it's not going to be open today.
Yeah.
Some 50. So it's got to be a little warmer. But also basketball, you've got the Sweet 16 for the men's tournament getting going again. And this is kind of interesting because the Final Four is going to be in Minneapolis coming up in April. And we just had the anniversary of the very first, well, actually it's going to be near the location of the very first intercollegiate basketball game.
Really?
That game was in 1895, and Hamline University lost that game to a powerhouse, not today anymore, Minnesota School of Agriculture. I don't think they're in the field this year,
They're fighting farmers.
You know what the score was? Sounds like baseball. 9-3.
That sounds like what would happen if we took some of our shooting talents from Hope and Hoops out to college team.
Yes. Now, for that game, 124 years ago, there were no three-pointers.
Okay.
But there was also no dribbling, only passing.
Oh.
You couldn't dribble. And there were nine players on each team, including a goaltender to guard the basket. And each bucket counted just 1 point.
Huh.
So look at all the changes that have happened along the way.
I'm guessing nobody dunked.
Probably not. WWIB, that is Crowder and Prove It here on the WIB Wake Up Show at 8:17 and 38 degrees on this opening day of baseball. And Caleb and I have about as much excitement as you could have, looking forward to the start of our favorite baseball team, the Brewers. But I know there's a lot of Twins fans, Cubs fans, what have you out there. And baseball is back, so it's a sign of spring for sure. All right, hey, we've been talking to a number of the Eau Claire City Council candidates recently, and we've got the 8th of the 10 at-large candidates. There's two incumbents slated there, and the others are newcomers to the scene. I guess David Klinkhammer's been on the council before and looking to return. But 38 Laura Benjamin is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Terrific. Thanks for talking to Caleb and I here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And the previous seven conversations, which people can find in our podcast at WIB.com, kind of start with, Caleb, you kind of help us in a get-to-know-you segment, huh?
All right, Laura. So Laura Benjamin for Eau Claire City Council. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We call this rapid fire. It's top-of-mind responses. You can answer in a few words or less. Just a lot of get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
All right, Laura Benjamin for Eau Claire City Council, and here we go with rapid fire. Laura, if you had a day off, what's the first thing you'll do?
We'll clean my house.
What's an odd smell others can't stand, but you kind of love it?
Vanilla.
As a kid, what was your favorite TV show?
Muppet Babies.
Favorite breakfast food?
Kix.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes, it does.
What's the last book you read?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Favorite breakfast food? I already said that. It was Kix. What's a song you'll always sing along to?
Anything by the Movie Giants.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Star Wars.
All right, then. If you were a character from Star Wars, which one would you be?
Yoda.
And if you're given a bowl of ice cream, three toppings choices, what do you choose?
Three toppings for ice cream, chocolate, cherries, and probably more cherries.
There you go. Laura Benjamin for Eau Claire City Council. Great job on Rapid Fire.
All right. Thank you, Caleb. 819 WWIB. Well, only every political interview was like that, huh, Laura?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of your background personally. And I know you're a business owner of Satellite 6, a market agency. But give us a little bit of your background and what led you to throw your hat in the ring to run for city council.
Great. Thanks. So, I've been in Eau Claire for 20 years. I came here for college. I was a communications major and decided that I love this area and I wanted to stay. And back in 2010, I saw an opportunity to start a business and did a lot of research on what I could do to get that started. And here we are, 8 years later, I've been in business. I'm employing anywhere between 6 and 10 people at any given time. And we work mostly with manufacturers to help them build their business. And so what got me running for council is that when I started my business 8 years ago, there were a lot of resources, but they weren't really talking or united in any way. And what we last couple of years is that more and more resources have become available for startups, but they're not really talking to each other. And so I thought that one of the things that I could bring to council is this idea that we could build a unification that helps these different places, the EDC, the Chamber, and Western Dairyland and other things like that, all start to unite and work together towards an Eau Claire that leads the way in entrepreneurship. Hmm. Wisconsin's last in the nation when it comes to startup activity, and so I thought that this is a way that we could really move our community forward and put Eau Claire on the map for something in addition to all the great things that we're doing in terms of creativity and music and the arts and culture scene.
Yeah. Last Thursday night at the forum that was held at CVTC, put on by the Chamber, you talked about entrepreneurialism is something that you're passionate about and you want to bring that. Obviously, as a small business owner yourself, that makes sense. You've touched on that a little bit. That seemed to be, why don't you just elaborate on that a little bit more? Anything else you wanted to say about that?
About why I want to...
Yeah, the passion for entrepreneurialism, and I guess you've talked about some of those working together. Do you see a lack of that on the council now?
Do I see a lack of working together in the council? I'm not sure I see a lack of working together. I think there's a lot of different voices out there, and there's a lot of different perspectives, and I certainly would bring sort of a new perspective to council with my business background. That said, I guess I see it as an opportunity to really just to get. So there's this idea of economic gardening, right? Which is that if you grow businesses organically in a city that you so that it's part of the fabric of a city, now you're going to start to see businesses crop up that are more intertwined with our community, that feel invested here in our people, that are paying good wages, and that are growing organically along with our city and our people. So that's really where my passion for entrepreneurship comes from, is that I think that these resources are out there. There's passionate people that want to get behind these things, and it's just a matter of helping all of these resources work together, helping people that want to start businesses or have a great idea to find the first step, the second step, the third step, and make it a very easy process to do that and kind of unite that idea under sort of a messaging that says, Eau Claire is going to be this startup hub for people that want to grow and create business here in Eau Claire.
All right. Lastly, Laura, in terms of the council positions for Eau Claire City Council are nonpartisan positions, and yet it seems like a number of people who are running are saying they've got concerns in terms of even that it seems like the council itself has gone in a leftward lurch. Disagreement even it seems on the left in terms of, some of the leadership and the direction of this council. And it seems like you're put into the... as a newcomer, but you're kind of lumped in with the group that's seen as on that left-end side. How do you view that? How do you see that? How can you explain that?
Sure. So, I do think of myself as kind of a blue dog Democrat, which is a little bit more of a, socially progressive, but also fiscally responsible and kind of person. So it's not just, I don't think that necessarily I would be kind of like a total, one way or another when it comes to left or right or anything else. I think I have a variety of positions on different things. I certainly take inspiration from some conservative ideas, some liberal ideas. I have some libertarian leanings. Being a business owner, I think that has changed, my perspective. Whereas I think when I was younger, I did tend to lean a little bit more further to the left. So that's starting to understand the business side and how community growth through economic development is has been important to informing my position. I think that it's important that there is some of that neutrality or some of that consideration of a lot of different viewpoints when you bring the ideas back to the council.
Yeah.
And when you make those decisions on behalf of the city, it's more important to view it as a servant leadership position that takes these diverse views that our people have and acts on them to the best of our ability.
All right, Laura, appreciate your time. Laura Benjamin, at-large candidate for Eau Claire City Council, early voting today and tomorrow. And then, of course, Election Day is Tuesday, April 2nd. If people like what they hear, or they want to learn more about you or maybe get involved in the home stretch of the campaign, what should they do?
Sure, they can go to my website, lauraec.com, or you can also go on Facebook and search Laura for Eau Claire. I'll be there.
Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, 825 WWIB, 38 degrees this morning. We've got weather bottom of the hour. We'll sneak in a tune from Jeremy Camp coming up.
Jeremy Camp, The Answer, WWIB, The Wib Wake Up Show. Lily's in the house. She is practicing for Hope and Hoops. She's doing a great job so far, getting warmed up. How are you feeling, babe?
Good.
All right. Do you think you're going to, she told me that, how many are you going to make out of five? She's going to try to make all five. Cooper made three. So you think you can make all five because you're the big sister.
The best I did is three, Lily. So I hope you can get to four or more.
Oh, she's laughing at a commercial on the TV for Chantix that's showing a turkey in a swimming pool or something anyway. Well, we have the eldest of my children, eight-year-old Lily, in this morning. Good morning,
Hi.
Lily.
Good morning.
Now, it's good to have you in here, and you're going to be shooting for Hope and Hoops, and we have lots of folks who are pledging for you, and I think your Grandma Julie just called in a pledge, and we had Cody who requested a song. What's your favorite song that you hear on WWIB?
I don't know.
You don't know? You like a lot of them, don't you?
Is there
you?
One that you really like?
I don't know.
Or a particular, is there a particular singer you like?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, well, Mama has it on in the mornings all the time, so I'm sure you'll recognize some of these that we're going to play. But you think you're going to hit five shots, make five shots this morning, huh? Now,
maybe four.
Tell people about yourself a little bit. You're 8 years old. What are the things that you like?
I like Minecraft cats. They're cute.
Minecraft cats. All right. I don't know what that is, but I think it's a video game, right?
It's in a video game.
In a video game. So I've heard of Minecraft, but I haven't played it before. What else do you like?
I like Nora.
Nora's your baby sister who's one, just turned one.
I like seeing her dance.
You like seeing Nora dance. Yes, Nora does like to dance when wow. we put on the player piano songs too.
23 Rock Piano. That's her favorite song.
That's her favorite song.
Or 22.
Yeah, yeah. So there's certain ones that our piano plays when you press a button, and Nora likes dancing to those, and Lee has it memorized. You're learning to play piano, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you're homeschooled. What grade are you in?
I'm in third grade.
Third grade, yep. Anything else you want to tell people about yourself?
I still like Pikmin. My favorite is yellow.
All right, you like Pikmin. That's another video game, too, that I wasn't real familiar with, but I became familiar with it. So again,
there you go.
You like lots of different things, don't you?
She is an American kid.
All right, Lily, what do you want to say to everyone who's pledged for you so far?
Thank you.
All right, we'd love more pledges. You can text them in at 715-396-1670.
Hi, Mom.
Honoring
Hi,
this
Mom.
Pledge.
Hi, Cooper.
She knows how to do the shout-outs. Here's Citizen Wave for Cody from Eau Claire. It's Bulletproof. Big Daddy Weave, My Story, The Wib Wake Up Show, 845, 39 degrees. Caleb Halvo and Lily, my 8-year-old daughter Lily, in to shoot for Hope and Hoops. Lily, what's your strategy? Because you've been working on how you're going to shoot for Hope and Hoops coming up in just a couple minutes here. So you said you need to put it in the hole is the first strategy.
It's like you hold it up to the hoop to make it, like, the exact same size to make it look like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is to make sure your curve doesn't go this way, because that happened to me a couple times when I was practicing.
Yeah, so what did you tell me? A non-angled shot is what you want, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were practicing, and it was going up and down. You were making some, you were missing some, but do you feel pretty good about how many you're going to make?
Yeah, I hoped.
All right. Well, all of this is supporting WWIB Incorporated 21 Christ Center programs. And Lily, we have some great prizes to give to folks who pledge for you this morning. And you don't need to blow in the microphone, honey.
Kind of simulating the wind, I
yes,
guess.
Yes. The wind's going to change here.
She's just like, this is pretty. There's nothing like putting a headset on. There's this microphone. It's just cool. Yeah.
All right, now she's testing out the Vulcan noises, too. So maybe we have another future announcer in the family. But we have a 22-value shooting pass at Moldy's Archery and Tackle to give to one of our pledgers this morning. Also, a $10 gift certificate from the Mustard Seed Boutique, 5 and 2 Cafe, or down to Earth Garden Center. And all pledgers this week eligible to win. All right, Lily, guess how many dollars for the grand prize this week, how many dollars somebody could get in a gift certificate to Mustard Seed Boutique? How many dollars?
300.
Even higher.
400.
400, yes. A $400
Good
gift
job.
Certificate to one of
what?
Our pledgers. Yeah.
Cool.
That's a lot. So we want folks to, we'll give folks one more chance to pledge for you. They can pledge online at wib.com.
Cool.
They can text at 715-396-1670. That's 396-1670. Does this song sound fun, honey? It's got piano at the beginning, just like you like to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hear that piano riff? That's FFH on Throwback Thursday. You found me. Lily Shooten coming up next.
Bye.
10 before 9, Halvo, we've delayed long enough. Right after the break, it's time for Hope and Hoops, but you can still get in a last-second pledge. We have some great incentive prizes. Thank you to our most recent pledgers, Team Appleseed, saying $5 a hoop, make it or not. So thank you to Team Appleseed from Avenue Orchard. Lily's still warming up. And
she's got a unique style.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have gone underhand. She's just like bringing it way back behind her head and go, and she's banking it in, and she's having fun.
All right. It's just about time for Lily to shoot. You can text in your pledge at 715-396-1670. Double prizes to give away today, Halva.
Okay.
Are you about ready, honey? She's about ready to shoot, but she wants her headphones on.
Okay.
She's very concerned that baby Nora get enough shout-outs this morning. Would you like to give one more shout-out to everybody at home to...
Hi, Nora. Hi, Cooper. Hi, Mom.
And how about your dad and Katie and Brecken, too?
Hi, Katie. Hi, Dad. Hi, Brecken. I hope you're listening.
All right. We know we've got lots of family listening and more pledges coming in. But thank you to everyone who's pledged. And again, Team Appleseed, our latest pledgers. And Halva, we've got those two prizes to give away too, just in a couple minutes.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
All right. 715-396-1670. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.